Well, Pants fans, and welcome to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. That's Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. I'm Mark Cantor, coming to you from Delta High School and Military Appreciation Day. Your Panthers look to keep the good times rolling against Aspen. This is the part of the season where a team like Delta needs to be playing their very best baseball, and Delta looks to be doing that after their doubleheader sweep of Gunnison last weekend. Connor Workman continued his breakout season, going 4-for-7 on the day with a home run, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored, a walk, and a stolen base on the day. Braden Sprout also had a good day, going 5-for-8 with a double, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base. Braden was also lights out on the mound in a game one pitching complete game, 3-hit shutout, striking out 11 in the 4-0 victory. The starter from game two, Creighton Sandoval, had similar success, giving up only 1 run and a 13-1 rout. The Panthers' next 5 games have huge implications on their postseason. 2 doubleheaders against league opponents with a non-conference tilt against regional foe Montrose in between. Coach Steve Ryder says they've only been focused on Aspen this week, as they know they need these 2 games today for the rest of the matter. Aspen is 1-14 overall with a single league victory this season. The Skiers are led by senior Ben Godomsky, who's batting .385 with a double, triple, and 9 RBI on the season. Freshman Henry Hurd has also been a strong contributor, batting .343 with 2 doubles and 11 RBI. On the mound, it's been a dismal state of affairs, as senior Lucas Lee has the lone victory, and only Godomsky has an ERA under 10. Take a look at the starters now, brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Starters for Aspen, leading off, playing left field, will be Gavin Malone, batting second to shortstop Lucas Lee. Batting third will be the designated hitter, Nico Durso, in the cleanup role for the Skiers. Their first baseman, Henry Hurd. Batting fifth will be the starting pitcher for game one, Ben Godomsky. Batting sixth, the catcher, Cameron LaPointe. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Alex Schlosser. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Caleb Seward. And batting ninth will be the third baseman, Tanner Benson. The designated hitter, Durso, is batting for the second baseman, Calvin Delaney. Panthers starters will be leading off, playing right field, Ty Reed. In the number two hole will be the shortstop, Landon Clay. Batting third will be today's starting pitcher for the Panthers, Braden Sprout. Cleanup for Delta will be the catcher, Brendan Bayer. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Connor Workman. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Rylan Bynum. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Lance Porter. In the eight hole will be the first baseman, Creighton Sandoval. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Brett Laiho. So, again, as I mentioned, Delta coming off of a two-game doubleheader sweep of Gunnison, where they played really well. I think Delta's playing some real good baseball right now. We'll take a quick pause for the national anthem, and I'll be right back here with you shortly. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly a one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance. Oh, my God.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company.
Taco Shack is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Back here at Delta High School, I'm Mark Cantor, and Panthers getting ready to host the Aspen Skiers. Take a look at the numbers for our starting pitcher for Delta today. Braden Sprout pitching on the season. Has been a pretty good year hosting a record of 5-1, a 3.80 earned run average in 10 appearances. 8 walks, 47 strikeouts. So we're finishing up the military appreciation day festivities here before game one of this doubleheader, and Coach Steve Ryer being presented a challenge coin from the head of the JROTC here. So, Grado going to loosen up on the mound again around the infield for the Panthers. It'll be first to third, Sandoval, Bynum, Clay, and Porter. Left to right in the outfield, Workman, Leho, and Reed. Behind the plate, Bear, and on the mound, Sprout. So we'll take a look at the leadoff hitter now for the Skiers. And again, the Skiers, obviously indicative by their record, not a real good baseball team per se, you know. But you have to prepare for a team like this because they would like nothing more than to deliver the loss to Delta here in a home game that Delta should obviously win. Gavin Malone on the season for the Skiers. Does not have an at bat, so looks like this is his first appearance in the lineup all season long. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what Malone can do here against Sprout. First pitch of the game brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant. Specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So Sprout stares in, has his sign delivered. First pitch in for a strike. Sprout working quickly now as he sets and delivers the 0-1. This is Justin Sprout. Malone trying to drag Bunt's way off, goes around, and Sprout now ahead in the count 1-2. And the pitch. Again, Malone trying to bunt his way on. He goes around, and that'll be strikeout swinging. And the first out of the inning. Lucas Lee comes to the plate now. He'll stand in from the right side against the lefty Sprout Lee. Batting 238 on the season with a couple of doubles. Pitch is low, ball one. Lee, 8 walks, 8 strikeouts, and on-base percentage of .353. Here's the 1-0. Tails inside, ball two. So Sprout, down 2-0 in the count, going to have to do a little bit of work to get Lee. And the pitch, right in there for strike one. One delivery inside, and it's 3-1. Sprout set and delivers. Swing and a miss, foul back to the, actually swing and swung on, foul back to the backstop, and the count's now full. So Sprout is making it a battle here. Fredo stares in. He's got his sign. Here's the payoff pitch. Curveball, strike three looking. Lee had no idea what was coming, and when it was a breaking ball, he didn't stand a chance. Two batters, two strikeouts for Sprout. Now Nico Durso will come to the plate. Durso batting .250 on the season, does have a triple. Four walks, 14 strikeouts, and he will take ball one. Sprout, as his sign, he'll kick and fire. This one, high fastball fouled off, out of play on the right side. And it sounds like that one took a toll on possibly the Aspen bus. The pitch? It'll be hit softly. Nope, they're going to say fouled at the plate. The ball was rolling back to Sprout at the mound, but umpire quickly called foul ball as it bounced before it got there. So Sprout ahead in the count 1-2. The pitch, Swing and a miss, and Sprouty struck out the side as the skiers go in order. Delta will send Reed Clay and Sprout for their half of the first. Delta Panthers baseball. And my broadcast thereof, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. The Sunflower Room, another fine sponsor of my broadcast. You need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. And finally, Dowdy Steel and Machine, another sponsor of my broadcast. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So Ty Reed, the leadoff hitter for the Panthers. Ty batting .450 on the season on his in his freshman campaign. 8 doubles, 2 triples, a home run, 8 walks, 10 strikeouts, an on-base percentage of .522. So Delta, having as close to perfect of a top of the first as you can. Sprout did it all by himself on the mound, striking out the side. Two of them swinging, one of them looking. So Delta with special jerseys for Military Appreciation Day. It's pretty sharp. It's gray, white, and black digital camouflage with the DP logo across the front. Takasan's first pitch is a breaking ball and way outside to Reed. Ty steps out, now back into the right side against the righty Lee, or excuse me, Gadomski. The pitch. Another breaking ball misses, and the count's 2-0 to the Delta freshman. Delta is completing their uniforms today with the pinstripe pants and the Reeds wearing the high black socks. That pitch is a fastball, and it's a strike. At least I think that was a fastball. It didn't really, the velocity on it wasn't really that high, but if he started Ty out with 2 breaking balls, I imagine that's what it was. Ty rips this one to left, but right. Nope, it's going to bounce in front of the left fielder. Malone, I thought, was going to make a play on it, but instead it short-hopped him, and Reed leads off with a single. That'll be bring Landon Clay to the plate. Lando also having a good season. Batting .435, 4 doubles, 12 RBI, 13 walks, 7 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. It's low. Rolls away from the catcher to a point, but not too far, and Reed cannot advance. Ty has a couple of stolen bags on the season. He has some speed to him, so got a good leadoff over there at first. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw over. Reed back in plenty of time as Hearn was fielding the bag. Good lead from Reed again. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw over from Gadomski again. Reed back in time. There's the 1-0, Reed's going. Straight steal, and Reed slides in head first safely, plenty of time ahead of the throw. So Reed will now be at second, and he'll have another good leadoff there as Delaney will work in and out of him. On him from the second base spot, the pitch, breaking balls off the end of the gloves of LaPointe, and Reed will advance on the pass ball. So now Delta no outs in the bottom of the first, the runner on third, and Ty Reed and Landon Clay at the plate with a hitter's count 2-1. The pitch. That'll miss outside with the breaker, and it's 3-1. So Clay steps out, now back in. And the pitch. This one lifted into center field. Seward over. This is in the gap. It's going to go to the wall. Reed easily scores from third, and with an RBI double, Clay pulls up standing up at second. And Delta gets on the board early. It's 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Braden Sprout will come to the plate. He'll stand in from the left side against the righty Godomsky. Sprout at the plate on the season, batting .458, three doubles, three triples, eight RBI. 10 walks, eight strikeouts. He swings at the first pitch. He'll line it into the gap in left center. They're going to wave Clay in from second, who had to pause just a little bit to make sure that one was going to land. And back-to-back RBI doubles for the Panthers extend their lead. It's now 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. That'll bring another lefty, Brendan Bear, to the plate. Delta going with back-to-back lefties in the lineup for the first time all season. He's going to line it to the second baseman, Delaney. Sprout stumbled as he attempted to get back to the bag, and he was doubled off a second. So now two outs in the inning, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. He's going to hit it to the shortstop, Lee. Lee to first. Can't make the throw, and Workman will round second. He looks to go into third and will stop with the two-base error. And that will now bring Ryland Bynum to the plate. Bynum in limited action this season. Only has 14 at-bats, but he's batting .286 with a double and three RBI. Taco Time first pitch to Ryland is off the catcher's mitt, bounces away from him. Workman did not get a real good read on that as the ball actually bounced off of the catcher LaPointe's mitt and behind the batter Bynum, obscuring Connor's read down at second, so not able to advance. And he's going before the ball's even thrown, and this is going to be an RBI single to right with a little hit-and-run action, and Delta adds another run to their tally. It's 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And now Lance Porter will come to the plate. Lancer on the season, batting .293, three doubles and a triple, eight RBI. 10 walks, 8 strikeouts. The pitch in the dirt blocked by LaPointe. Here's the 1-0 as the runner is going from first. Bynum left before the ball even left the pitcher's hand in there easy. And the count's even to Porter. Porter with a good lead off of second. Delaney working in and out. This one hit off the shoe tops by Porter. The throw is high, but the first baseman Hurd going to tag Porter coming up the line for the third out of the inning. So Delta plates three here in the first inning, and they lead 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So I was looking for some girls tennis players here for Panther Pride, and I'm not seeing where they're at, and here they come right now. Very good. So I think they were like, should we, shouldn't we type situation. So we'll talk to them here for Panther Pride, which is sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Hello, ladies. How are you? So we're going to just go ahead and give you the microphone, and you can all just pass it around. So go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody.
So my name is Oakley Hughes.
My name is Benedetta Armano.
I'm Cassidy Butler.
And I'm Annalie Duncan.
Okay, so Oakley and Annalie, we'll start with you in the three-double. And you took fourth at regionals, qualified for state, correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And Oakley, you're a senior.
Yeah.
Annalie, you're a junior.
Yep.
Okay, very good. So how has it been competing at the number three doubles this season?
I've really enjoyed it. I was four doubles last year, and
there's like a really big difference between the two. Three doubles is a lot harder, but it's a lot of fun.
Cool. What about you, Emily?
It's been fun. I've enjoyed getting to play with Oakley, and it's my first time on the varsity team, so it's been an adventure.
So you guys hadn't played together before this season?
Nope.
Very good. And you meshed pretty well?
Yeah, really well.
Developed some good chemistry. Great. Yeah. So, Oakley, you're graduating here in just about a week and a half.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
So, what are your plans after high school?
I'm going to Brigham Young University in Idaho to study business management and marketing.
Very cool. And, Annalie, you'll be back next year.
Yes,
are you looking to play doubles again, or are you thinking of maybe giving singles a try?
I don't know. We'll see where I line up in the lineup.
Okay. So let's move on to Benedetto now. Benedetta, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So you are number two double.
Yes.
With Lauren Angelo. And,
yes.
Took second at regional.
Yes.
And how has it been playing? You're a senior. How's it been? Is this your first year, second year? Have you played all 4 years ago?
I'm a foreign exchange student, so it's my first year in
first
the tennis
year.
Team. Yes, I started again playing tennis here in America because I haven't played in 4 years, and I had so much fun.
Awesome. Yeah. What's it like being a foreign exchange student? Where is your home country?
I'm from Italy.
Italy, okay. What's it been like being a foreign exchange student?
It has been a great experience.
Great.
Yes, a huge experience.
So
like
the town you're from in Italy, is it similar to Delta, bigger, smaller?
No, it's bigger.
Bigger?
Yeah,
okay.
It's bigger, yes.
So how much of an adjustment has it been coming from a bigger town to a smaller town?
It has been different, the whole America thing, not changing from city to town.
I gotcha.
But I've enjoyed it a lot. Yes.
Awesome. And you've enjoyed playing with all these girls here?
Oh, yes. It's a great team, a great tennis team, and we have a great bond, especially me and Lauren. We get along a lot, and that's good, especially when you have to play doubles together.
Very good. Are you looking forward to playing in the state tournament?
Yes.
Awesome. So, I'm glad it's been such a great experience for you.
Thank you.
We'll move to Cassidy now. Cassidy, number three singles.
Yes.
And what's it been like playing tennis on this team? Have you played all 4 years?
I have played all 4 years, and it's been incredible. The whole team is just like my place, and it's where I belong in the high school, and I just love every girl so much.
That's awesome. It's like a true sisterhood. Fantastic. So when you started out as a freshman, did you start out as doubles and move up to singles, or how did that work?
I was JV freshman and part of sophomore year because our season kind of got canceled that year. And then last year I was doubles with my sister.
Oh, wow.
So that was cool. And this year I moved up to singles.
How was the chemistry with you and your sister?
It was really good. Like, I couldn't have asked for a better doubles partner.
Was there any sibling rivalry there on the court? Did you try to outdo the other with the shots? Did you ever get in the, you know, sibling arguments out there on the court?
Not on the court, but once we got off the court, that's when the arguments started.
Very good. So you're a senior. I think I mentioned that.
Yeah.
You've got a scholarship to play tennis at the Midland College in Nebraska next year.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
I'm so hyped. I am so excited to keep tennis and just live my dream.
So what was the process to choose Midland?
I went and visited it because they have the degree I want, because youth and family ministry. And I talked to their tennis coach just like a quick, short little meeting, and he asked me if I wanted to go see the facility, and he asked me to serve a few balls, and then he was like, all right, we want you, and then he just asked me to sign, so that was cool.
Pretty easy decision for you there. And
yeah.
Do you like the campus? So good luck to all of you ladies here going forward in
thank
state,
you.
And hopefully you bring home some state championships to Delta. So thank you. So girls tennis being featured in Panther Pride this week. Benedetta Armano, Cassidy Butler, and Oakley Hughes, and Anna Lee Duncan. We appreciate them spending some time with us here today at Panther Stadium. So this is Alex Schlosser at the plate. Henry Hurd led off with a single, stole second, and then Ben Godomsky came up and struck out swinging. Cameron LaPointe followed him and hit into a fielder's choice where Hurd was actually tagged out off of second base. It was a ground ball to Workman at third to Porter at third. He ran Hurd back to second through to Bynum. Bynum then was able to tag Hurd out for the second out of the inning. Alex Schlosser just struck out swinging, so after 1.5 innings, Braden Sprouts got 4 or 5 strikeouts so far on the day. So again, so nice for those girls tennis players to join us today, and we wish them the best of luck moving forward as they look to compete at the state tournament at Memorial Park in Colorado Springs, I believe that's next week, as 3 out of those 4 girls seniors are Benedetta, of course, a foreign exchange student, but she'll be graduating here in the next couple weeks, so we wish them all luck in the future. And so Delta now getting ready to send 8-9-1 to the plate. My broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main and Delta. Go to 2021 Best All Around Restaurants, Steaks, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So, Trayton Sandoval on the year. He's been having a good senior campaign, batting 255. 3 doubles. Three walks, 7 strikeouts, and Coach Steve Ryers definitely appreciated his senior leadership on the team, as he has been a great leader in the dugout and on the field. He's pitched pretty well this season, too. Hopefully we'll get to see him on the mound today. Soccer time first pitch is a curveball that misses for ball 1. The 1-0 to Sandoval, swing and a miss, and the count's even. So it's always nice to see when the former Panthers come back to take in a game. We've got Ezra Catherine here today, and we've got Ryan Cooper as well. Both a couple of athletes that are familiar with this baseball program as they were part of it here in their time at Delta. Here's the 2-1 to Sandoval. That one's in the dirt, and it's 3-1. So, Sandoval, the first batter of the bottom of the second inning. Delta leads 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the pitch. And a 5-pitch walk to Sandoval. And Brett Laiho will come to the plate. Laiho. Laiho on the year, batting 321 with a double. 8 walks, 8 strikeouts. He's going to square to bunt right back to the pitcher. Gadomski up with it on the first, and the sacrifice will move Sandoval to second. One out, and we flip the lineup card. Tyree comes to the plate. Reed led the Delta first off with a single, stole second, reached third on a pass ball, and scored Delta's first run. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. And ball one. Gadomski stares in, has the sign, and delivers. This one is pops softly foul to the backstop and counts even to come. Gadomski will check the runner at second, spins, Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw back to second, Sandoval back in plenty of time standing up. Gadomski set, checks the runner at second, now he'll come home. This one's lifted up on the infield, second baseman Delaney underneath it, and can't make the catch. Reed at first as the ball drops. And Delta now with runners at first and second after the error, and Landon Clay coming to the plate. Clay had an RBI double last inning, came around to score himself, and we'll get the signs down from Coach Steve Ryer down at third base, and runners have good leads there as Hurd will play in front of Reed at first. The pitch, way outside, ball one. Delaney working in and out of Sandoval down at second. Gadomski stares in. Here's the 1-0. That's in the dirt, bounces away from the point, but not terribly far. Sandoval holds at second. Low pitch from Gadomski. Swing and a miss. So, I know at practice this week, Delta has worked on their approach at the plate. Looking fastball and then adjusting to everything else, which honestly is how you should have your approach at the plate. As you're looking to drive that fastball somewhere, you're ready for it. And if it's a different pitch, you can adjust accordingly. So 3-1 to Clay. The pitch. This one on a line to the center fielder, Stewart. He'll make the catch. Sandoval, who does not have a lot of speed out at second, unable to tag. And now with 2 outs in the inning, Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout had an RBI double last inning. Ended up as the back half of a double play as he was caught off a second on a pop-up. Sprout will foul it back to the backstop. Kadomski comes set, checks the runner at second, now comes home. Breaking ball comes in high, and the count's even to Sprouty. Here's the pitch. This one fouled off on the left side. Now Sprout going to have to be tough with two and protect the plate. Aspen not really known as a baseball school. Their mascot says it all. They're the skiers. You know, that's kind of what they do. They've got a pretty good boys basketball team. As the ball will bounce off the shortstop Lee, he recovers it, able to get the runner Reed coming from first on the fielder's choice. So Delta will strand a couple. Not able to score any more runs either. So Delta's lead remains 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Skeers will send 8-9-1 to the plate coming up here in the top of the third. I broadcast the Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest in products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it, plus a comprehensive service department. Certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Another proud sponsor of my broadcast is Delta Cabinet Company. With cabinet design solutions for your home and office, Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Labredo out for his third inning of work. And Caleb Seward set to lead off for the Steers. Seward on the season. Batting 200 with three doubles. 7 walks, 10 strikeouts. Is the soccer time first pitch to Seward? This is a soft liner to second. Bynum up with it to first. One pitch, one out. We like that if we're the Panthers. So that'll bring Tanner Benson to the plate. Benson batting 250 with a double on the season. 10 walks, 11 strikeouts. The pitch. Fastball missing somewhere. It was right across the numbers. I would imagine that was probably inside in the umpire's eyes. Because if it was over the plate, it should have been a strike. The 1-0 is delivered low, and it's 2-0. Sprout has his sign. He'll kick and fire. Got the knees for strike one. Good placement by Bredo on that pitch. 2-0 is generally a hitter's count, and he's got to expect a fastball coming, but he got it right at the bottom of the strike zone and just laid off of it. The pitch. This one's going to be chopped foul on the right side, and the count's even at 2. Seward steps out now, back into the right side against the left, and Bredo. Sprout. The Pichu Pitch. That two-seamer just was not able to tail back in and the count's full. Here's the payoff pitch. Strike three looking. Second out of the inning, sixth strike out of the day for Sprouty. And Gavin Malone will come to the plate here. Malone, the first strikeout victim from Brado, led off the game with it. Steps in. This is Malone's only second at bat of the season. The pitch. That catches the inside corner at the numbers for strike one. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Brado dealing now. Way ahead on the top of the order here in Malone. And the pitch. Three strike. Three pitches, three strikes. This one will be without a swing from the batter Malone. Again, gears go in order, just like they did in the first. Seventh strikeout by Sprout. All of those strikeouts sponsored by A&M Creations on Bain, in case you were wondering. Delta Sendin Bayer Workman and Bynum to the plate. In the bottom of the third, my broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So far, so good for the Panthers. They lead 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as they get ready to come to the plate in their half of the third. It'll be 4, 5, and 6. Bayer, Workman, and Bynum. So I had mentioned Aspen's boys basketball team earlier. They won the state championship in 3A this year. Congratulations goes out to them on that. And there, lined out softly to the, or excuse me, lined out with a hard hit liner to the second baseman back in the first. There was a front end of a double play that resulted in Braden Sprout not able to get back to the bag at second. And he'll come to the plate looking to get on base here as he will foul the inside pitch off the knuckles and back to the screen. Here's the 1-0 from Godofsky. This one's going to be hit in the air to right center. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Stewart picks it up, and they're going to roll into second with a leadoff stand-up double. Connor Workman will come to the plate now. Workman reached on an error, came around to score in the first. So signs come in from the third base coach's box, and Coach Steve Ryer. I mentioned before, Workman having a breakout season this year. Plays left field. Plays a little third base. Pitches. Kind of a utility player for Delta. I think he can play a second base as well. He takes ball one. Workman in his first full-time duty as a starter. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff, throw down to second, Bear back in plenty of time. I actually think this is a courtesy runner for Bear. It'll be Chaz Wilkes down at second as the CR. He's got a good lead once again down there, and Donski will spin. Dowdy Steel and Machine kickoff throw, and Gadomski doesn't really have a good pickoff move to second there. He spins, then pauses, then throws. He's actually waiting for the second baseman to get to the bag, so they're just throwing them to the bag and letting the second baseman get there. Swing and a miss on the 1-0 pitch, so on his pickoff throw, Gadomski gives the runner quite a bit of time to identify it and get back to the bag. So, great lead by Wilkes as he's about a quarter of the way to third. Breaking ball is a high and yanked foul down the left side out of play. So, Workman down on the count 1-2 as Coach Ryer's telling him to wait on it, sit back on it, and then drive it. Workman a little too eager at the plate right now. Gadomski checks the runner, now comes home. Now he lines it down the third baseline, but foul. That's exactly what Coach Ryer was talking about. If he sits back and waits on it, he can drive it. That one's inside the line, and it's at least a double down the line. Third baseman Benson playing close to the line at third now. A little bit of a hole now between third and short. The pitch is in the dirt. Good block by LaPointe. And the count's even to Connor. Long look in from Gadomski. Got his pitch now. Here it is. And this one is on a line. Bounce one hopper to the third baseman. Long throw to first. 5-3 on the put out of Workman, but the throw will allow the speedy Wilkes to take third. And Delta with a runner in scoring position at third base from Ryland Bynum coming to the plate. He had an RBI single and a stolen base in the first. Delta leads 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Just a single out here in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch. This is outside. The 1-0 is lined in the left. That's going to get down for a base hit. It's going to go to the wall. Wilkes scores easily from third, and Bynum will stroll into second with the RBI double. Second RBI of the game for Ryland. Lance Porter will come to the plate. Porter. Granted, out to the shortstop. The throw took the first baseman off the bag, but Hurd able to make the tag of Porter as he went by for the third out of the first inning. Pitch. This one is a base hit to right. Bynum will hold up just to make sure it's not caught and then trots down to third. So Delta with runners at the corners now and Trayton Sandoval to the plate. Sandoval led off last inning with a loss. He'll come to the plate with one out here in the third. And Porter with a good lead off the first. Find him down at third. Taco time first pitch. As Porter didn't waste any time, he's off and running. He'll have a stolen base. So two runners in scoring position now for the Panthers as they look to add to their 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the 1-0 to Tank. This one on the ground, down the third baseline and foul. Mm-hmm. Sandoval steps out, gathers himself, and then will slowly step back into the right side. Get bouncy with the hook in. He's set and delivers. This one on a line, snagged by the first baseman, Hurd. Trey tried to go the opposite way, and Hurd was just able to get the webbing on that to make the catch. So two outs in the inning. Brett Leho comes to the plate. Leho had a sack bunt last inning. Pitch strike one. The pitch. That's in the dirt. And the count's even. So Gadomski steps off now. Back to the rubber. He'll spare in for his sign. Looks at the runner Porter at second. And then comes home. And I think that was a breaking ball that started out high. Just did not get down into the zone. So a hitter's count for Leho, 2-1 now. Delta leads 4-0 on Sunflower Ridge scoreboard. This pitch is down the third baseline and foul. So deuce is wild on the scoreboard. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch. This one shot foul at the plate is Leho battles. So Gadomski really doesn't throw hard, so it's tough for me to tell if that's a fastball or off-speed pitch. Regardless, Leho able to get a piece of it. The pitch, this one will be lifted into center field. Seward trying to track it down and does, and that will end the inning with Delta only putting one run across. Left a couple stranded. No errors by the Skeers. We'll go to the top of the fourth. Aspen will send 2-3-4 to the plate. Elman Motor Company is a proud sponsor of my broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball. New or pre-owned is easy to shop, save, and buy from Elman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HelmetMotorCo.com. Stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Another proud sponsor is Taco Time. They're a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Made in Delta. So Sprout out to pitch the fourth. So far, got a one-hit shutout going with 7 strikeouts. Lucas Lee, the shortstop, will come to the plate. He is one of the strikeout victims. Hit it looking back in the first. Taco Time, first pitch to Lee. On the way. Swing the miss. Lee steps up. Now back into the right side. Fredo, the southpaw, comes set. And delivers the 0-1. That'll be low and inside, and the count's even. Pitch at the knees and Sprout ahead now 1-2. so far this season, Brayden's been pretty phenomenal on the mound. You know, he had the dust up against University in the Northern Colorado tournament, and this one is hit softly to Bynum in second on the first retiree. But, you know, since then, he's really come on and come into his own on the mound, and a lot of that's his talent. But a tip of the hat also has to go to Delta's pitching coach, Keaton Ryer, who calls the pitches that Brayden will throw as he looks for a breaking ball in the outside corner and can't get it. It's 1-0 to Nico Durso, who struck out swinging in the first. Keaton calls a really good game, but it's nice to have a pitcher who can pitch the pitches you call. That one, Sprout missed the release point and came way low and inside on that pitch. It's 2-0. So Bear, this is Mitt low in the zone to set up a target for Sprout. Popped up. Sprout off the mound fields his position, and Durso is retired with little fanfare. So two down now, and Henry Hurd will come to the plate. He has the lone hit for the Skiers. He singled in the second and stole second before he was caught in a rundown between second and third for the second out of the second inning. This pitch comes inside, nearly hits Hurd, but able to back out of the way. Here's the 1-0 to the Skier third base or first baseman. It's low. Delta leads 4-0 here at the top of the fourth inning. Two outs. 2-0 the count to Hurd. And the pitch. That one missed just low. And Sprout now going to have to do a little work out there on the mound. Pitch chopped foul to third. They're going to say actually bounced off the plate for a foul ball. So a good pitch by Sprout there. Gains a little ground here, but still has to battle out there on the bump. Here's the 3-1 pitch. This one is chopped on the ground to Porter at third. He'll go to first, and Spears go 3-up, 3-down here in the fourth inning. And Delta will send 1, 2, and 3 to the plate in their half of the fourth. My broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by the Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room. Also, Dowdy Steel and Machine is a fine sponsor of the broadcast. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine's offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as they go to their half at the first. Top of the lineup due up. That's Reed, Clay, then Sprout. Ochai. Coming to the plate for his third at bat today. He's 1-for-2 with a stolen base and a run scored. Gudomski stares, yeah. Here's the top of time, first pitch to Ty. Taken low, ball one. Sprout with the pitch, or excuse me, Gudomski with the pitch. This one is lifted off the shoelaces into right field for a base hit. So Reed went down to get that one. Might have been better suited with a 9-iron or pitching wedge to get that one, but was able to find some grass in right field, and now Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay, 1-for-2 with an RBI double today and a run scored himself. Reed, with a good lead off of first, he draws the Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw from Gudomski on the mound. And we will get a conference on the mound now as Brian Bradford, the coach for Aspen, will come out of the dugout. Conference is over, and we'll get back to action. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw over to first once again, and Reed is back in plenty of time. Pitch. Nope. They're going to do another Dowdy and Steel Machine pickoff throw over. Reed's kind of figured this game out. Reed's off and going before the pitch leaves Gudomski's hand and slides into second with a stolen base. Here's the 1-0 pitch, breaking ball with Ty. And it's 2-0 to the Delta shortstop. Correction, 1-1 to the Delta shortstop. Good lead by Reed off of second. And this one will be fouled back out of play. And Clay now going to have to be tough with two and protect. Clay stands in on the right side against the righty Gudomski. Dowdy Steel Machine kickoff throw down to second and Reed back in time. Another good lead by Reed with the second baseman Delaney actually on the bag at second now. Dowdy Steel Machine kickoff throw down to Delaney and Reed back in time as he was dancing quite a ways off from second, almost daring Gudomski to throw the ball. As long as you can get back in time, you're not playing with fire. But again, Gudomski spins and throws and Reed anticipating that time back in standing up. So Reed definitely on the mind of Gudomski on the mound as he will be set once again. The 1-2 comes in high to Clay and the count's even. Now Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard, though, out here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Taken high, and the count's now full. So, good at bat by Clay. Was down 1-2 and battled back full. Payoff pitch is going to be poked to first. Hurt up with it. Steps on the bag, and that hit almost like a sacrifice bunt as Reed will advance to third. One out, and Braden Sprout comes to the plate. Sprout has an RBI double today. Hit into an inning-ending fielder's choice pass in the second. The pitch just misses low, and it's 1-0 to the Delta pitcher. So Sprouty's had a good day on the mound so far. It's a one-hit shutout. 7 strikeouts. Pitch. Breaking ball will drop in for a strike. Not really a pitch Grado can do anything with there. It was a high breaking pitch. Just dropped into the top of the zone. So Sprouty leaves it alone. Same pitch again. This time he swings and makes contact, fouling it back to the backstop. Really, that's almost the only thing you can do with that pitch because you can't really square up on it. So you just make contact and hope for a pitch you can drive next time. Here's the 1-2. This one popped up. Back. The catcher, LaPointe, takes it, tracks it all the way to the backstop, but it'll go over the top and land in the bleachers next to the visiting dugout. So again, Sprout staying alive at the count. And he'll step back in at the left. And at batter's box. Godomsky shakes off a couple of times. Now delivers. This one. Tough foul at the plate. So Sprout again. Going deep into this at bat. It's a 1-2 count, but he's fouled off a couple of pitches. And forcing Godomsky, hopefully, to make a mistake here. The pitch. Again, chopped at the plate. So Brado just patiently waiting for a pitch he can drive here in the at-bat, all the while making contact to get to that point. So 7 pitches so far in the at-bat. The last 4 have been fouled off the plate. Reed, the runner at third. He's got a good lead down there. Benson in on the grass. On that third base side. Sprout takes ball 2 and evens the count. So the infield pin trying to cut the runner down at the plate. The pitch hit hard down the line at first. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. Sprout rounds first. He's going to round second. He's headed to third. That is an RBI triple as he rolls into third, standing up. Mom's going to be happy he kept the muni clean on that one. She's also going to be happy because that was an RBI triple. But that'll bring Brendan Bear to the plate. Bear, 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored today. Actually, the run was scored by his courtesy runner, Wilkes, last inning. The pitch. Two-seamer missed the strike zone outside. It's ball 1. So Delta with a runner on third. That's Sprout. The 1-0 pitch to Bear at the plate. He takes outside half. That's the knees, strike 1. The pitch. That one's low and outside. Ball 2. Delta leads 5-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sprout with a good lead down at third. Again, the infield playing in. 2-0 misses, and it's 2-1 misses, and it's 3-1. Bear steps out, now back in. The pitch. Gadomski finds the corner somehow, and the count's full. Pitch. Swing and a miss by Bear. Third strike dropped. And on the throw down, catcher LaPointe throws down, gets Bear at first, but on the throw, Sprout, his speed will score from third. So two outs and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman with a butt, busting it up the line. The throw is going to get Workman. And from my vantage point, it looked like the first baseman Hurd had pulled his foot. No argument from first base coach Paul Sheen. And that will retire Delta here in the fourth inning. But not before they score a couple more and lead this one 6-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We're headed to the top of the fifth, where the Skiers will send 5, 6, 7 holes to the plate. The broadcast of Delta Panthers basketball, sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, for the 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Another crowd sponsor, Strand Mesa Motorsports, for Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest in products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So, Braden Sprout dealing himself once again a great game. One hit shutout with 7 strikeouts today. Hasn't had a base runner pass second in the game. Ben Gadomski, his counterpart for Aspen, will lead off the inning for the Skiers. He struck out swinging in the second. So Gadomski will be in on the right side to face the lefty Sprout. Taco Time's first pitch from Bredo. Inside for a ball on the four-seamer. And pitch. This one on the ground under the glove. Sprout gobbled up and then dropped by Clay. So Gadomski reaches on an error, and LaPointe will come to the plate. The Aspen catcher grounded into a fielder's choice back in the second inning. So a good lead by Gadomski down at first, held on by Sandoval. The pitch lifted into left field. Workman back to the wall, just in front of it, makes the catch. Gets it back in quickly. One down in the inning, and Alex Schlosser will come to the plate. Schlosser struck out swinging in the second inning. Getting a slight breeze now here at Delta. The pitch bounced off in front of Bear, off of his chest, and Then he spikes it past the mound, and on a two-hopper, gets it to second. Kadomski, an easy stolen base. Sprouts pairs in. He'll have his sign now. Checks for runner Kadomski at second. Delivers the 1-0. Josh foul at the plate. And the count's even. Long look in by Brado. He's got his sign now. Check the runner and the pitch. Breaking ball's in there for a strike. That was nasty. I'm not sure what Schlosser was looking for, but that pitch wasn't it. So Sprouty way ahead now. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner's going. Throw down. Got him. Kadomski. And head coach Brian Bradford trying to plead their case. And what a strike of a throw by Brendan Baer to get Kadomski attempting to steal. Great job on the receiving end by Porter, too, getting that glove just in head of the foot of Kadomski to make the tag. Eight strikeouts on the day by Sprout. Strikeout is brought to you by Ada Creations on Main. Delta in the bottom of the fifth will send 6-7-8 to the plate. Delta Cabinet Company is a proud sponsor of my broadcast of Panther Baseball. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another proud sponsor, Delta Ace Hardware. They've been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware, 121 West Gunnison River Drive, is truly your one-stop everything shop. With the help of folks at Delta Ace Hardware, help you with your next project. So, Kadomski, be out to pitch the bottom of the fifth inning. Delta leads 6-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. He'll face Bynum, Porter, and Sandoval. Rylan has a double and a single today. A couple RBI, stolen base. He's having a good game. Here at Military Appreciation Day in Delta. Had a nice presentation before the start of Game 1 to honor our military here today. The pitch. This one lifted into right field. Schlosser in on it. Now he's got to go back. This one's over his head and to the wall. Bynum rounds first. And he'll roll into second with a leadoff double. Second double of the day for Bynum, and Lance Porter will come to the plate. Porter, 1-for-2 with a stolen base today. Good lead by Bynum off of second. But it looks like the second baseman Delaney on the bag to hold him again. The pitch. Outside for a ball. So instead of working in and out like the second baseman normally would, Delaney is just standing by the bag waiting for a possible throw from his pitcher. This pitch is lifted down the line in left, and it is foul at the pole. That had the distance, but at the last minute, hooked outside the foul pole. David Porter over there in the stands was on his feet and just hoping that pitch left the yard, but unfortunately Porter comes back to the plate with the count even at 1. This one's going to be hit into the gap into right center. It'll go to the wall. Porter rounds first as Bynum's waved in. Porter rounds second. He's headed for third. Throw in from Delaney after cutting it off will again be cut off by the shortstop Lee. And back-to-back hit, extra base hits for the Panthers. Delta extends their lead. It's about 7-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter at third for Sandoval. Sandoval 0-1 with a walk today. The pitch. High and outside for a ball. One out in the dirt. So Sandoval way ahead now has some pitches to deal with now. He can be very selective now. The pitch. That one misses. Sandoval, after three straight balls, will be taking all the way. The pitch. Four-pitch walk to Trayton. Delta now with runners in the corners as Brett Leho will come to the plate. So Sandoval, without a lot of speed at first, but there are runners on the corners. Porter at third, average speed there. I'm not sure if they're going to send Sandoval here or not. Dowdy steals a cheap pickoff throw to first as Godomsky wants to keep Trayton close to the back. A short lead by Trayton, actually a little bigger now. We'll see if they send him here. The pitch. Breaking ball drops in for strike one. Maybe a hit and run as if you're going to put Sandoval in motion and maybe give him a chance to get to the bag. A little shorter lead now for Trayton. And he is going. A little bit of a delayed steal there by Trayton. So a big cheer from his family down on the other side of the Delta dugout as he'll steal his first base of the season. And Leho lifts this into center field. Center fielder Stewart comes in on it and makes the catch. One out, and Delta with runners at second and third. Porter at third, Sandoval at second. And top of the batting order, Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed, 2-for-3 today, a couple of stolen bases and a couple of runs scored. The pitch. This one popped up foul out of play. Kyle, step out, now back in. Here's the 0-1. This one misses inside and counts even. The pitch. Breaking ball catches the outside corner, and now Reed. Going to have to be tough with two and protect. Godomsky shakes off a side. Now he's got one he likes. Checks the runners. Now comes home. This one's in the dirt. Bounces past the catcher, LaPointe. Porter doesn't test it. Counts even at 2-3. Ty back into the box now. Godomsky comes set. The pitch. Breaking ball misses and the count's full. So Reed looking to win this battle at the plate now. Base hitter ball 4. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Drops third. Reed Down to first, throw down is low, but picked up by Hurd. Allows Porter to score on the throw. Two outs in the inning, that A&M creations on main strikeout, the second for Gadonski. Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay 2-for-3 with a double today. RBI and a run scored. Takes ball one as the wind begins to blow here in Delta. The pitch. This one pokes foul out of play on the right side. Sandoval is the runner at third. Pitch. Taken on the inside half of the plate. Gadonski doesn't have a good breaking ball. He just cannot hit the strike zone consistently with it. He got it there, though, and it's 1-2. The pitch. In the dirt, blocked by LaPointe, and the count's even. Deuces wild on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Delta leads 8-0. Bottom of 5. The pitch. This one will be lined into right. The right fielder on, and Schlosser able to make the catch. So Delta scores 2 on 1 hit. Leave a couple of, leave 1 runner on. No errors by the Skiers. So we'll go to the top of the 6th inning. Delta leads once again 8-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. It'll be the 8-9-1 holes for the Skiers. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Gary Reiner State Farm Insurance. Gary Reiner State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Talked earlier how it's an important stretch for Delta as they wind down their season. They've got the 2 here today against Aspen. They've got a single game on Tuesday at Montrose, and then they'll be back here for Senior Day next weekend, next Saturday, hosting North Fork, who leads the 3A Western Slope Division. Going into today, North Fork with just the 1 league loss, so. Again, if Delta wants to win the league title and host a region coming up here in a couple of weeks, they need to play well here in the next 5 games and sweep both of these doubleheader series. And it looks like we're going to get a Rand Mason Motorsports pitching change. Actually, that's not true, as it looks like that's still out there. And the second pitch to, I believe we have a pinch hitter is what it is. As it looks like Joseph Clark will be pinch hitting for the center fielder Caleb Seward. And they'll swing and miss at the 1-1 pitch. Pitch is in the dirt, and the count's even at 2. Actually, it looks like they were just switching the ball out here. So. The pitch. This one's popped up foul back to the backstop. Now the count will be even at 2. And actually, again, I'm mistaken. With the foul ball, the count stays 1-2. I'm being distracted by the wind and my papers flying all over, in case you were wondering, folks. Here's the pitch from Sprout. Chopped down the line at third, Porter up with it. High throw to first. And the pinch hitter Clark ends up at second on the error. Tanner Benson will come to the plate. He struck out looking for the second out in the third inning. So the runner is Clark. He's down at second after the error. Porter had to make a tough throw on the run and missed the release point and sailed it over the first baseman Sandoval's head. Sacrifice bunt laid down to Sprout. He'll throw Benson out at first, but sacrifice does its job, and Clark ends up at third. So, skiers have 2 outs to get their first run of the day across, as Gavin Moore will come to the plate. He's struck out twice, once looking, once swinging. This will be Moore's third at-bat of the season. Taco Tank first pitch to him. This is high for a ball. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. The 1-1 delivery. Another swing and a miss. And now Sprouty up in the count 1-2. Malone steps out. Now he'll step back in. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Hat trick for Malone as he gets the A&M. Grayson's on main strikeout for the first out of the inning. 9 strikeouts on the day for Brado, and Lucas Lee will come to the plate. He's 0-2 with one of those 9 strikeouts today. The pitch. This is inside. At the knee. Lucas Lee a little slow to get out of the way there. I think he took a sigh of relief because that didn't catch his kneecap. Swing and a miss. Big hard swing from Lee trying to catch up with Fredo's fastball. A little late on it. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fredo's dealing now as he's way ahead in the count 1-2. Lee steps out, now back in. 2 outs here, bottom of 6. Self leads 8-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. That tails inside, and the count's even. Just missed the inside corner. Deuces wild on the scoreboard. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch. Low and inside. And the count's full to Lee. Here's the payoff pitch from Breda. Breaking ball swung on and missed. And in creations on main, strikeout number 10 for Sprout. And Delta is out of the inning with no harm done after the error by Porter to lead it off. So Delta, coming up in their half of the sixth, we'll send the heart of the order, 3-4-5, to the plate. We'll see. It looks like Caleb Stewart is going to re-enter the game, heading out to center field. My broadcast is Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So, we'll take a look at the Aspen Skiers schedule. Excuse me, the North Fork Miners schedule. As they are the team that is in front of Delta for the league title. Braden Sprout will come to the plate to lead off the inning. And looks like the Miners are in Gunnison today are at home to face Gunnison. As Braden will take ball one. So, the Miners with just four games left on their schedule. Gunnison today, they host Rifle on Tuesday as Sprout will pop it up down the left field line. Shortstop Lee over to make the catch. One out, and Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear 0 for 2 with a strikeout today. 1 for 3 with a strikeout. And a double. Jazz Wilkes, his courtesy runner, scored a run. He'll ground it to second. Delaney on the first, and quickly two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kind of Workman will come to the plate. Workman 0 for 2. Has reached on an error today and scored a run. Getting back to what I was saying about North Fork, they host Gunnison today, host Rifle on Tuesday, and then they'll be here for two next weekend. This pitch misses the zone. It's 1-0 to Connor. So their schedule is shaping up similar to Delta's. Delta having the doubleheader here today against Aspen, a not so formidable team. The pitch is in the dirt tour. And then they've got a non-league game that can really help with RPI if even if they don't win, playing a team like Montrose will definitely help Delta's RPI as the 2-0 misses outside. And then they'll be here against North Fork next Saturday for possibly playing for the league championship. Workman taking all the way 3-0, and it is a strike. Pitch is in the dirt, and Workman draws the two-out walk. Delta Cabinet Company walks for one. Connor brings Ryland Bynum to the plate. Biner 3-for-3, a couple of doubles, a couple of RBIs, a stolen base, the run scored. He's had himself quite the day. So, incidentally, the one team that has beaten North Fork is Coleridge. As Workman is off on the first pitch, and he'll have a stolen base. The pitch. Frankie Ball misses outside, and counts even at one. Two two outs here, bottom of the sixth, Elf leads 8-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The 1-1 pitch from Gadomski. Bynum lays off and a called strike two, and Bynum doesn't agree. I would have to say I'm with Bynum on this one. That pitch is in the dirt, good block by LaPointe. And the count's even. Workman's going, going to be caught up in a pickle, and now nobody's covering third at the foot race. Workman, in a throw, gets by the shortstop, Lee, who was trying to cover. So that'll be a stolen base for Workman. Reaches on the, gets to the bag on the, throwing error by the second baseman as they were trying to catch Workman off the bag. And this one chopped to second. Delaney up with it. A little basket catch. And Bynum gets by the tag. They're going to appeal to home plate on the tag. So head coach Brian Bradford out of the dugout saying the tag was made. They're going to appeal down to home plate. Home plate umpire says, I didn't see it. I was watching the runner cross the plate. And that'll be an RBI single for Bynum. Delta extends their lead 9-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two outs in the inning, and Connor or Lance Porter will come to the plate. Porter 2-for-3 with a triple today. An RBI, a stolen base, and a run scored. And now Bradford out of the dugout once again, this time to talk to his pitcher, Gadomski. Bradford still steamed over the call down there at first, and we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. I will get you the numbers on the new pitcher here in just a second. It'll be after this break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Bradford still pleading his case on the call down at first. The home plate umpire now, that how could you not see that? But so the discussion continues. It looks like Rodney Stoll has come out of the dugout for the as the new pitcher, and that is indeed who will come in to pitch. Gadomski will stay on the field and head to the outfield as he will stay in the lineup. See who this is that he is subbing in for. Looks like he will be coming in for, it looks like, Alex Schlosser. So he'll play right field. So Stoll will go into the lineup in the 7-hole. So we'll finish his warm-up pitches, and we'll take another break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Delta Panthers lead 9-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Coming off of a Ryland Bynum infield RBI single. Third RBI of the day for Bynum. Bradford, the pitcher, the coach for the Spears, still fired up in the dugout off of the call on Bynum's infield hit. A little basket catch was made by the second baseman Delaney. Had plenty of time to throw the ball to Hurd, and it was offline. Pulled Hurd toward the plate with the throw off that was offline, and Bynum able to get around Hurd. Hurd attempted a tag and was called, and Bynum was called safe. Bradford came out of the dugout to argue. Obviously, didn't win. So Bynum's the runner at first, and he's going. Pitch is in for a strike to Lance Porter. So after losing his argument, Bradford went to the dugout briefly, then came back out to make the pitching change, and Rodney Stoll's Taco Time first pitch is a strike. Here's the 0-1. That one misses inside, but counts even to Porter. Bynum, a good lead off of second. Delaney at the bag to hold him on. The pitch. That tails inside. They're going to say it got him. Got Porter's uniform. And so Delta's got runners at first and second now. And Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate. Tanks 0 for 1 with a couple of walks and a stolen base today. He is quickly into the right-sided box against the righty Stoll. The pitch. Curveball drops in for strike one. Stoll seems to have a little bit more velocity than his predecessor, Gadomski, does. The pitch. This one chopped. Foul on the third base side is Coach Steve Ryer opting not to hit the uniform dirty, diving for the stop. The 0-2 pitch to Sandoval. Misses the inside corner. It's the ball. Delta leads 9-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two outs in the bottom of the second. Delta with runners at first and second. The 1-2 pitch to Trayton. This one popped up to left field. Malone trying to find it, makes the catch. The wind's starting to make a little bit of a difference here in Delta, as it has picked up mightily here as the day has gone on. So Delta scores a run in the inning. They lead 9-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll go to the 7th. 3, 4, and 5 holes due up for the Skiers. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let safety at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Samicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Panthers lead Skiers 9-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Mark Tanner along with you. Happy to bring the action to you on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, partly cloudy skies. Once again, wind's starting to pick up a little bit here at the ballpark, but we would expect nothing less of spring baseball in Western Colorado. Trayton Sprout out to work to at least start the set.
throwing a great game. Still maintaining a one-hit shutout. Skier's been on base three times today, the one hit, and then a couple of errors by Delta. That's about it. 10 strikeouts for Bredo so far. Top of time, first pitch to designated hitter Nico Durso. Swing and a miss. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. A three-pitch strikeout swinging for Sprout. The inning creations on main strikeout will give Bredo his season high 10th strike or 11th strikeout in a game. The pitch. Catches the outside corner on Henry Hurd. Hurd with the lone hit for the Skiers today. He's 1-for-2 with a stolen base. The 0-1 pitch from Bredo is going to be snagged by Porter. A soft liner, and Porter times his jump perfectly. And there's two outs in the inning. Gadomski will come to the plate now. Gadomski reached on an error and struck out swinging today. He's also got a stolen base. He's got the feeling to end the fifth inning at third. He's going to swing at the top of time first pitch. That's Aston's second hit. His Vallejo had it roll by him, but he quickly tracked it down. So a two-out single for Gadomski gives Aston a runner at first, and it'll bring the catcher, Cameron LaPointe, to the plate. LaPointe 0-for-2 with a, 0-for-1 today. Reached on a fielder's choice. He takes strike one. Good lead by Gadomski. Down at first, held on by Sandoval. Swing and a miss at 0-1. Bredo way ahead now on the batter. Delta leads 9-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two outs here, top of 7. The pitch. Can't get LaPointe to chase that pitch out of the zone if it's 1-2. Bredo's set. Looks over at Gadomski at first. Now comes home. This one, a soft pop-up out to second. This could be trouble as it gets over the head of Bynum. Vallejo picks it up, fires it over to third. Throws it way over the head of Porter, and the shutout is no longer intact. So LaPointe ends up at third after the error. And then the throw home by third baseman Porter. So 9-1 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta looking to recover here after giving up the hit. Rodney Stoll comes to the plate. Came in relief in the top of the inning. He now has a 1-1 count. Pitch, swing and a miss. So Sprout working ahead in the count now with two outs in the inning. He'll shake off the sign, now has one he likes. The 1-2 delivery. Taking strike three. Anand Creations on main strikeout number 12 for Bredo ends the inning. But did give up the run unearned. And that's the ball game. Delta wins 9-1 in game one. Player of the game will be Rylan Bynum. Bynum, 4-for-4 with a couple of doubles, 3 RBI in game one, a stolen base, a run scored. Player of the game, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company, cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Stay tuned. Game two will be coming up here in just a little bit. Once again, final score of game one, Delta 9, Aspen 1. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Reiner, State Farm Insurance.